This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Ruth, you awake? Me too. Tried everything, my mind just won't shut up about. Talk about a double whammy. Not just pregnant, but with Toby Fairbrother.
No use getting all worked up about Toby at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, I'm not worked up about Toby.
No?
No. Now we're through the first big shot, I'm just feeling more numb than anything.
Oh, well, I suppose that's a step forward. But we're both going to feel terrible in the morning if we don't get some sleep. And anyway, she keeps telling us Toby's not going to be a part of it. She's doing this without him. It's how she wants it.
Yeah, I suppose. If that's what she says.
I just wish she... I wish she'd told us sooner.
Would that have made any difference?
Well, I don't know.
Come on, you know our Pip. Once she's made up her mind, there's no use fighting it.
Maybe.
Toby or no Toby, we'll just have to do our best and go with it.
Well, that doesn't mean she's right about it, David. She's still so young.
She's the same age as you when you first got pregnant.
Oh, that was so different. I had you. She's doing this on her own. What if she's making a terrible mistake?
Love, maybe it's not how we'd have wanted it, but it's our first grandchild.
Yeah, part of me's really happy and excited about
it.
Yeah. It's just... it's going to turn her life upside down.
Hey, she's pretty tough, our Pip, and if it's what she really wants, she'll just have to deal with it. We'll all have to deal with it.
Oh,
Roy.
Oh.
What?
Shh. It's okay. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. Went to get some water.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
No. What time is it?
Shh. Still early. Damn, you settle back down.
Oh, cold feet.
Oh, sorry.
Poor boy. So why can't you sleep? Is it because of me?
Hey?
Was I snoring? Was I waking?
No.
Maybe it was wrong for me to stay over.
No. No, wouldn't you? It's just... well, my mind's working over time, you know.
Oh. You mustn't worry. I'm here. I'll look after you.
Yeah.
Oh, Mum.
Morning.
Hey. I just came in to check the silage.
Okay, I won't get in your way. I was having a look at this.
Oh, the feeder?
One of the bars is rattling around.
Oh.
It's loose at the bottom. There. See?
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't noticed.
Your dad thought he heard something last night. One of the cows must have been pushing it.
So it needs fixing then?
Yeah, he thinks it's a quick welding.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Morning. Has Mum shown you the problem?
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard to fix it.
No, no.
Though we don't want a cow getting hurt, it needs welding right away.
Yeah, well, as Pip says, won't take long. I'll come down later when I fed the ewes.
OK.
So, if
you want to get on with the silage...
No big rush. Maybe I'll go and clean the yard first.
Oh, would you like me to?
No, Mum, it's fine. I'll do it.
She's avoiding us, isn't she?
She was like this yesterday. Can't get away from you fast enough.
What? Why just me?
You know why. Because of how you feel about Toby.
Oh. Look, we've told her we're okay with it all. We respect her choice and we'll do everything we can to support her.
She's not daft. She knows it's not as simple as that.
Well, what else am I supposed to do about it?
Keep talking to her.
I've done quite a lot of that already.
There's a lot more we need to discuss with her. Not just you, both of us. And there's one big question we still haven't asked.
Oh, great, Roy, have you got a minute?
Sure.
The veggie menu for the Golden Wedding due on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, finally.
Yeah, I'm sorry not to get it to you sooner. You know how they kept chopping and changing.
Yeah, well, that's clients for you, eh? Good to have someone else to blame.
Yeah.
As long as they don't go moaning to Lexi about it on the day.
No. Roy, has Lexi told you about our little chat the other day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean the one where you asked if she'd be up for renting out her body?
What? No, that's not quite how it went.
Oh? So how else would you put it?
I mean, did she tell you how it all started?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On that night after Christmas at the Great Escape?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she had a few drinks in the Bull and you and Adam started working on
no,
it.
No.
That's how it sounded to me. You taking advantage of the fact that she's such a great person.
Right.
She's so kind and sweet and generous.
Right, no, Lexi's a friend. We'd never have... It all came from her.
Yeah, when she was drunk. And it didn't come from her on Friday, did it? When you asked her again, here, at Grey Gables.
I wanted to see if she was serious or if it was just the drink talking.
Oh, that makes it okay, does it? You propositioning a work colleague to carry your baby.
Oh, come on.
Or Adam's or whoever's. It's hardly very professional, is it? I wonder what Kathy would have to say about it.
No, Roy, please, can we talk
no,
about
sorry,
this reasonably?
No, sorry, this isn't the time or the place. I've got work to do.
Oh, Roy!
Pip?
Oh, Dad. Hey.
Looks like you beat me to it.
Yeah, I thought I might as well.
I was about to do it. I was looking for the welder.
Okay, well, it's all done now.
Let's see.
Maybe not quite up to your standard, but...
No. You've done a good job. Mm. But, should you be doing this, you know? I mean...
It's fine. It's not that strenuous. I'm being careful. And I used the trolley to fetch in the welder.
Okay, then. I guess you know best.
Dad, I know I've sprung this on you from, like, nowhere, and it's all a massive deal, and it's a whole lot for you to take in, but...
Hey, love, you know what we said. It's all good. We're right behind you.
Yeah. Yes, and that means a whole lot to me, but... Do you really mean it?
Yeah, of course. Well, it was a bit of a shock at first, but now we've got used to it. We're pleased. We're happy for you. And it's great for us, too. It's our first grandchild.
Really?
Mm.
I mean, you've hardly said a word about it.
Well?
Dad?
Well, I mean... It's all going to need some careful organisation, of course.
Yes.
But anything's possible. If we all pull together, I'm sure we'll make it work.
That's not what I meant, Dad.
Hey, Lev. Whatever happens, we'll be here to look after you. You mustn't worry. We'll make it work for you.
Yeah.
So, you can... Well, you can leave this to me now. I'll clear it up. Why don't you go and have a break? Right.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm busy right now.
Look, this won't take a minute. I know you're upset about Lexi. And I'm really sorry. But I just wanted a chance to explain.
Okay, but this really isn't the best time.
Look, I admit, I shouldn't have gone back to Lexi. I got carried away. And just so you know, Adam had a real go at me for doing it.
Oh. Well...
It wasn't appropriate. And for what it's worth, I apologise. But, I mean, you must realise how much this baby means to me and Adam, how crazily hard it's been to find a surrogate.
Yeah, maybe, but why go and pick on Lexi?
It was just a misunderstanding. I took a casual remark she made out of context.
Yeah, but, and you didn't stop to think what it might have meant for us. For me and her. I mean, she means the whole world to me, Ian. She's going back home soon. It's a really difficult time for us. It's the last thing that we need.
Okay. It's okay. I get it. I really do.
And anyway, apart from all that, I just don't think it's fair of you to try and push her into doing something that she really shouldn't.
No. No, it wasn't fair. and I've said I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's a sweet, kind, generous woman, you know that. And it'd be so easy to take advantage of her good nature.
And we're not going to do that. I shan't ask her again, I promise. We'll just keep on looking for somebody else.
Roy?
Oh,
sorry.
No, no, it's okay. Come on in.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Lexi.
It's nearly lunchtime, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look, I need to get back to work. Thanks for giving me your time, right?
Oh, that's okay, no problem.
Hey, great, I'll leave you to it.
Roy, is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm famished. Let's go and have some lunch, eh?
Let me just clear the last of these lunch things, and I'll pour the tea.
I could do it.
No, you're all right. I've just had Ben interrogating me for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
About Pip. He knows there's something going on.
Yeah, well, I guess he's not stupid.
I didn't tell him, of course, but it's only a matter of time.
Well, you're right. It's not up to us. We'll have to wait until Pip's ready to break the news.
It's lucky Josh has been out most of the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's not just the boys. Mum will be back from Cornwall tomorrow.
I know.
That's going to be the big one.
Though, I don't know. Maybe Pip shouldn't start telling the whole family. Not yet.
Well, I mean, now she's told us.
Yeah, but it's still early days, isn't it? Things can still... well... change, you know.
What, go wrong?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope not, of course. But who knows? She could even change her mind.
You think she might decide to have a termination?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if we should even go there.
No, she's told us. She's made the choice. She really wants to do this.
I know that's what she said.
Well, she's been pretty clear about it, love.
But has she really thought hard about all her options? I mean, shouldn't we at least ask the question?
I'm not sure how well she'd take it from me.
Why not?
Because of Toby. She might... well, she would think that I was trying to pressure her.
So you think we should leave it and say nothing?
I think if we do say anything, it's better if it doesn't come from me.
Maybe you're right.
You're good at that sort of thing, love. I'm not.
I don't want to hurt her. And I don't want her to run away.
Then if you think you can do it without making things worse, that's what you should do.
Oh, I only wish I could do something to help, Brian.
Hmm? What?
Kate and Nolotando.
Oh, they still at it.
Oh, Kate's in a raging temper. Nolotando's barely talking to her.
Well, I wish I could help too, but I do have a lot of paperwork to get through.
Yeah, right. Well, here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you've said yourself. There's nothing we can do about it.
She still won't tell me exactly what it is that Nolotando said.
No, well...
it's obviously very hurtful.
Gave her a few home truths about her mothering skills, I imagine.
Yes.
Well, it's what Kate asked for, isn't it? I mean, for all of us to be honest about her.
Brian, that isn't really helping.
Oh, sorry, but it's true.
And one reason she's so upset is because she doesn't feel we're giving her any support.
Really? Well, I have more important things to worry about. Like these, for instance. Mm-hmm. Our gross margin figures for the wheat over the last 5 years.
Oh, that's more important than your own daughter.
They won't pay the bills, Jenny. Not to mention propping up Spiritual Home, as you well know. And I'm afraid they're really not as good as they should be.
Oh?
They're poor and getting worse. Actually, I've been meaning to have a word with you about it all.
Oh?
Because with figures like this, we need to take some action fast. We should start by sacking our agronomists.
Oh, do you really think that's...
it's their bad advice that's got us into this mess. It won't hurt to have a change.
Well, it's quite a big step.
No, not really. People do it all the time.
Not us. We've had the same firm for years. Anyway, who will we get to replace them?
Ah, well, there's some new kids on the block, a firm called Hardy's.
Oh, I've never heard of them.
I've been hearing good things about them. Here, it's their shiny new brochure. Apparently they've got quite a young team, up with all the latest tech. Debbie thinks it's a good idea.
Oh, you've spoken with Debbie about it.
Well, I thought I'd best run it by her first.
Oh, yes.
Though it's really quite a routine matter. And, of course, I'll have to make sure Adam's on board before I sign us up.
Oh, yes, you will. And did you consider that I might have my own opinion on the subject?
Oh, darling, you know how boring and technical it all is.
Well, perhaps.
Pest control and micronutrients. It sounds as if you're quite enough on your plate already. Look, I'd better take this.
Oh, Brian.
I really wouldn't bother yourself about it. Leave it all to me. Hello, Home Farm.
I've just had a look at your welding. Very professional.
Well, it's still not falling apart, anyway.
Oh, no, solid as a rock. So are you all done with the feeding?
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
I'll have another walk round in a bit, then run them through the parlour after tea.
Sounds good. So you've got a few minutes to spare?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
Well, you know, your gran'll be home today. Any time now.
Yes, ma'am.
So we need to decide. Well, you need to decide.
When I'm going to tell her.
Sorry, I know it's a difficult one. But who knows? She might be fine about it.
Seriously?
And it'd be worse if she finds out, well, by accident, from somebody else.
Like who?
Ben's already getting suspicious. He knows there's something going on. So maybe you should tell her sooner rather than later.
I suppose I've been putting off even thinking about it.
And as soon as she knows, you'll need to tell the boys and the rest of the family. If you're quite sure that's what you want to do.
What? Well, how do you mean?
I suppose what I'm trying to say is, do you feel you need to talk things through with me? You know, get it all straight in your head before you tell the family. Now might be a good time.
Hardies.
So, you've heard a bit about them?
Yes, I have, and none of it good either.
Oh, Adam, come on. We can't go on ignoring the poor yields. We've got to do something about it.
That doesn't mean we should dump our agronomist and go with a firm like that.
Well, if it's the only way to boost our margins...
This isn't the way to do it, Brian.
Well, I can't think how else.
You know perfectly well that our low yields over the past few years had as much to do with the adverse weather patterns.
We can't change the weather, but we can go out and look for better advice.
Even if we do, we should at least wait until September.
I don't think we can afford to wait.
This isn't the time of year to start changing our agronomist. And definitely not a reason to bring in a scorched earth outfit like Hardy's.
Scorched earth? Oh, come on.
I've heard enough about them to know how they operate. Throw on the sprays and the nitrogen and to hell with little things like soils and sustainability.
No, that's just propaganda from the Green Brigade.
Propaganda? These are facts, Brian.
So is the fall in our profit margins.
Okay, okay. But just for instance, doesn't it bother you that some insect populations have crashed by 75% in the last 3 decades?
That was one study. You can't possibly hold us to blame for that.
Everything we do on this farm matters. So Hardies might be able to bump up our yields, but at what cost to the environment?
So you're saying you're not going to budge?
Brian, you know all the work and planning I've put into turning this farm around.
Yes, I do.
Not just the herbal lays, the no-till system, our field margins, trying to cut back on our inputs. You think I'm going to let all that come to nothing?
Well, there's no reason why it should.
If we go with a firm like this, it's going to be one long battle for me to hold on to everything I've achieved. So no, I'm not going to budge. No matter how you and Debbie feel about it, I'm not going to roll over and let you do it.
I see. Well, perhaps you should do the maths.
What?
I'm sure you've not forgotten how the partnership works.
Brian...
With Debbie and your mother on my side, that's already a clear majority.
You want to push this to a vote?
No, I'd much rather not. It'd be a complete waste of time and effort. But if you force me to, then yes, I will.
You may not like what I'm going to say,
Mum,
but I'm going to say it anyway.
What's this all about?
I need to ask you one question. Are you absolutely 100% sure that you want to go through with it and have this baby?
Yes. Of course, I already told you.
Okay, but we do need to talk about it, Pip. I know it's hard to even think about the alternatives.
Mum, please, you don't have to worry.
But I do. If you've any doubts at all, well, it's not too late, is it? Not too late
to change your mind.
You mean have an abortion?
It's still an option. Yeah. But it won't be for much longer. So now's the time to decide.
There's something I haven't told you.
Go on.
Okay. So when I found out I was pregnant, my first thought was, no, this is all wrong. It's crazy. I can't do this. And so I called up the clinic and booked to have a termination. Oh. Yeah, and it was all set up and I got to the clinic and they gave me a pill. And I just couldn't do it. It was simple as that. So I came back home again and that's when I decided.
Oh, Pip.
So, yeah, I am totally 100% sure about it.
Oh, I had no idea. You went through all that on your own.
Well,
if you told me, you know I'd have been there for you.
No, Mum, it's okay. It was just something I had to do.
Oh, come here. Oh. That was so brave of you, sweetheart.
So, are you feeling better about it now?
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to be sure.
Oh, thanks, Mum. But you really don't have to worry.
Hello!
Oh!
David! Ruth! Anyone? It's me! I'm home!
I made some tea for myself and I thought you might like a cuppa.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Mum.
I saw Brian just now, Adam. He seemed a bit fed up.
He told me he wants to change our agronomist.
Oh, yeah, I wondered. And do you think it's a bad idea?
To take on Hardis? Mm-hmm. I think it's a terrible idea. A disaster.
Ah, really?
But he's obviously determined to push it through. And I gather you're on his side.
What?
That's what he said, you and Debbie.
No. I mean, I'm not on anybody's side.
No?
Well, he only told me this morning. I'd never heard of the firm.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I should have guessed. A clear majority.
So, is Brian saying he wants to have a vote on it?
If I don't give way to him, yes.
Oh, I see.
The Echo's business person of the year. Like he's been anointed. And now we're all supposed to bend the knee. Right. Thanks for the tea, Mum. I'll take it with me.
I'll keep in touch, Adam. We need to have a talk.
Okay, Mum. Bye.
Talk about what?
Well, need to talk to you first.
Well, before you do, here. What do you think of this?
Oh.
My photo from the Echo article.
Yes.
So good. I've got a copy in large. Came out rather well, I think.
Brian.
I might frame it and put it up somewhere.
Brian, you told Adam I agreed with you about the agronomist.
Oh, well, you don't disagree, do you?
Well, I don't know. Not until I've had the chance to do some proper research.
Well, can't you take my word for it?
No. And if Adam's so against it, I want him to tell me why before I decide anything.
Jenny.
And as soon as I have, I'll let you know.
Oh, I knew it had to be somewhere.
There's something.
My sponge bag. I thought I'd go and have a bath while I've got the chance.
Yeah, why don't you?
Then we can catch up properly over supper. You can tell me what's been happening while I was away.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's anything you'd like to tell me now.
Tell you?
I only ask because Ben seems to think there's some kind of a conspiracy going on.
Does he?
Yes. You and David having whispered conversations. Pip not wanting to talk to him. Oh, all very mysterious.
Well, you know Ben.
Yes, he does have a good imagination. I'll go and run my bath.
Okay, Jill. Let me know if you need anything.
Mum?
Oh.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's in the bathroom. So you heard all of that?
Yeah. Ben, shooting his mouth off.
You can't really go blaming him, Pip. It's like I told you, he's not stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You can't put it off forever. It's got to be done before Ben works it out for himself. Or Josh.
So what do I say? Oh, hey, Gran, you're about to have your first great-grandchild. Oh, and guess who the father is? It's Toby Fairbrother. Oh, she's never going to speak to me again.
No, don't be daft.
I'm not. We all know she's got this massive thing about the whole Fairbrother family. It's like her worst nightmare come true.
Hey, she's not such a monster. She's your gran. She loves you.
Yeah, well, she does now. For how much longer?
Look, if it's too much, shall I do it for you? If you really can't face telling her.
No, Mum. Thanks for the offer. I'll tell her myself.
Joe? Oh, I'm sorry to bother you.
No bother. What can I do for you?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh.
But I thought I'd come and ask anyway.
Well, go on then, ask, shall we?
Well, I'm cooking a special dinner tonight. A gvetsch.
Ah.
It's sort of a spicy vegetable and beef stew.
Spicy vegetables, eh?
Yeah, it's for Roy. And, well, I want to find a special drink to go with it.
Ah. And what kind of special drink was you thinking of, eh?
Well, some cider would be perfect. Maybe some of your tumble tussock?
Tumble tussock? Oh, no.
Oh, we had some over Christmas. It was so wonderful. Roy would be so happy if I got him some more.
Ah, well, I'm sorry. I'd like to help you out, but there ain't none left.
Oh, dear. That's such a pity. I was hoping you might have had a bottle hidden away somewhere.
Yeah, so it's just the one bottle you wanted, eh?
Well, two would have been better, but if you don't have any left...
Yeah, well, now, two bottles,
Joe, I know you're not allowed to sell it.
No. That'd be breaking the law.
But maybe I could give you something towards your expenses?
Expenses, eh?
And I'm making some more banitsa this afternoon.
Oh, banitsa, eh?
The pudding I made for the shop.
Yeah, I remember. It looked very tasty.
I could maybe trade you a piece of that as well.
Two pieces?
You busy, Gran?
Oh, I just thought I'd make myself useful and get these pots out of the dishwasher. Then I'm off to have my hair done.
Yeah, I did try and catch you this morning.
Yes, but... visiting Shula at the stables.
Oh, you've got a lot on then.
Well, after the hairdressers, I've got to fetch Peggy from the village hall.
Oh.
She's going to a talk by a cat owner called My Life with a Siamese.
Don't worry. I won't hold you up.
No. We've got time for a catch-up. Tell me, how are things with you?
Yeah, they're good, thanks. Well...
Right. But Ben seems to think there's been something going on while I was away.
Oh, really?
Between you and Ruth and David. I hope you're not about to leave us.
What?
Find a job somewhere else. You thought about it in the autumn.
Oh, no, Gran, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, good. I'm very glad to hear it. So what is it, then?
Well, I'm going to have a baby.
You're...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about 11 weeks pregnant, and I'm definitely going to keep it.
Wow. Goodness. That's the one thing I hadn't expected.
No, I'm sorry to spring it on you like this.
No, I'm very glad you told me. Gosh. Well, if that's what you've decided, well...
Yeah, it is.
And I'm very pleased for you, of course.
Oh, thanks.
My first great-grandchild. Oh, Pip. Though you do realise it's going to mean a few changes to your life.
Yes.
You're going to need to be organised, especially if... Oh. Can I ask who the father is?
The father? It's complicated.
Pip. Please don't tell me it's...
Yeah, it's Toby. Toby Fairbrother.
Oh.
Oh, Gran, it's my choice, it's my decision, it's nothing to do with Toby.
Nothing?
I mean, I'm not getting back with him. I'm doing this on my own. It's going to be my baby.
Oh, Pip, I'm sorry. I need to go now.
Gran.
I must go and change or I'll be late for the hairdresser.
Gran.
Evening.
Joe, hello.
You come for the cribbage?
Cribbage? No, I came for the talk. It's just ended.
Oh, talk. Oh.
I'm glad I did. It was fascinating. Uh-huh. My Life with a Siamese.
Oh, ah, it's in the picture.
What?
With Yul Brynner and what's her name?
No,
King and I, that's the one.
No, not that kind of Siamese. This was about cats.
Cats? No, I ain't seen no film about cats.
Never mind.
Are you going to stay for the cribbage?
I can't, I'm afraid. Jill's coming to fetch me.
Ah, well, suit yourself.
Oh, wait a minute, Joe. Chris took a book round to Linda the other day for her reading list, and she swears she saw Robert open a bottle of your tumbled tussock.
Oh?
I said, no, she must be wrong, because Clary told me it was all used up.
Oh, so it is.
That's what I thought.
Peggy!
Oh, here's Jill now.
Here's Bert Fry. Time I got myself a seat. Ta-da.
Bye then, Joe.
Peggy, have I kept you waiting?
No, it's all right. I've been quite happy sitting here.
I'm sorry. I've not had a good afternoon. Terrible, in fact.
Jill?
I can't tell you here. I'm afraid I've had some shocking news.
Hiya. Oh, something smells good.
Now, a little surprise for you.
Oh, is that Bonitza?
Yes, and there's Gwivec in the oven.
Oh, brilliant.
And the best surprise of all, here.
Lexi, no, is that...
Tumbled tassel.
Amazing. How'd you get hold of that?
Better not to ask.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm getting dehydrated, so if you find us some glasses...
Yeah, and hope the law don't come knocking. Lexi, what's this here on your laptop?
Oh, yes.
Child surrogacy?
I've been doing some...
Legal rights, financial compensation. I mean, there's pages of it.
Yes, I just want to look at the...
I knew it. I knew you were still thinking about
Roy.
It. All that stuff with Adam and Ian, are you serious?
No!
So why all this?
I was interested, that's all. To find out how it works. Is that a problem for you?
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, when you dropped it on me last week, it all seemed so weird. Still does.
Oh, Roy, I don't want you to be upset about it.
Well, I'm confused. I mean, I never thought you'd take it for real. So are you?
No. Well, I don't know.
Lexi?
Look, you pour us some cider.
It wants a baby. And that's all perfectly right and natural for a girl her age. And you know I'll do all I can for her.
Of course, Jill.
But why did it have to happen this way? With Toby Fairbrother?
Well, I agree. It's not how we'd have wanted it, perhaps.
I knew that boy was no good. I tried to warn them. And now he's got her pregnant, he obviously wants nothing more to do with her.
Well...
He's not taking any kind of responsibility.
From what you say, it does sound as if that's as much Pip's decision as Toby's.
I'm sure it suits Toby very well.
You may be right, Jill. But I do think we must try and keep things in perspective.
How do you mean?
People have such short memories. You know just how upset I was all that time ago when Jennifer got pregnant with Adam, and I didn't even know who the father was.
Yes, that was very hard for you.
But that turned out all right in the end, didn't it?
So you think I'm being silly and irrational just because Toby's a Fairbrother?
I think we need to do whatever's best for Pip and forget all about Toby.
Forget?
Jill, you wouldn't prefer her not to keep the child just because it's Toby's.
No. No, of course not. I don't want that.
Well, then, we all need to try and make the best of it for Pip's sake.
Yes. I know what you're saying is right, Peggy. Families are made in all sorts of ways.
Yes, indeed. And you know you'll adore your great-grandchild, regardless.
I'm sure that's all perfectly true. But I still find it very difficult.
I still can't get my head round it. What made him even think it was an okay thing to do?
He and Adam, they're nice guys. And they're just so desperate to have a child.
Yeah, I know all that, but it's no excuse. I mean, just because you feel sorry for him or whatever, you shouldn't let them pressure you into doing something that's just not right for you.
I won't, of course. But Ian asked me a question and I feel I need to give an answer.
So why not call him now and say you're not doing it?
Because, Well, before I say anything, I want to find out what it all means. That's why I've been doing my own research.
But why even bother if...
Because I'd like to know the facts. How it works for other women who've done it. Because I'm interested.
Fair enough.
Roy, all I'm doing is finding out more about it.
Yeah, right. So how does it work then? Surrogates don't get paid, do they?
Well, no. But I found out that they're allowed to give me expenses. And maybe I'm not so young anymore, but not too old. I've had 2 children already, with no problems.
Whoa, 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 slow down. You're sounding like you're halfway there already.
No, I'm just saying it would be possible.
Wait. So you reckon you could carry their baby and then give it away when it's born?
Well, if it was my own egg, that might be difficult. But if it was a donor
egg... Hey, Lexi, whoa, just stop. Eggs? Donors? It's all doing me head in.
I know, it's a big thing to think about.
We're too right.
But we can't even talk about
Why? Unless you want to do it, what's the point of even going there?
You're right. Maybe now's not such a good time. I'll serve up.
Gran?
Oh, hello, Pip.
Gran, please, can we talk?
Well, all right.
Look, I know how upset you are, and I know why, and... Well, it must have been a big shock for you.
Yes.
Look, I didn't want this to happen. It wasn't planned, but now that it has, well... Oh, it's so important to me how you feel about it. Gran?
Well, you're right. It was a shock for me. And yes, when you told me, I was upset.
Oh, Gran, I'm so sorry. But, I mean, I'm not going to change my mind.
No, of course, I understand. And if that's what you want, well, I'll support you all the way.
What?
Pip, if you've made your choice, then of course I'm on your side.
Oh, Gran.
I'm not saying you've made life easy for yourself. You're in for a few sleepless nights, if nothing else.
Yes.
But I know it'll all work out in the end, and I'll be here to do what I can for as long as I'm able.
Yeah. Oh, that is so good to know.
Oh, Pip, of course I will. I'm your grandmother.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Go grooming clippers. That is so clever of you.
Yeah, well, I thought it was appropriate to open it in here.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I do feel a tiny bit upstaged by that amazing necklace Dom's got you.
Oh, yes, that's lovely too, but I'm not sure how often I'll be able to wear it.
Special occasions?
Yes, but I shall be using my clippers all the time.
Ah.
Especially when I've got 4 goats to groom, not 2.
Four? Mum?
Well, maybe. I'm having such fun with these 2. So, why not get a couple more? And if we're serious about making this cheese...
Absolutely, starting as of today.
Great. I took my first batch of milk over to the dairy.
Oh, well done.
So maybe we can start on it later.
Yeah. After I've had my little talk with Tom.
Ah.
Which I'm not looking forward to.
Well, he seems to have come back from his trip in a pretty good mood, buying me expensive presents.
Seems he goes into the shop and sees I've taken all of his kefir off the shelves.
No, but that's hardly your fault, love.
He's out with the pigs all morning. We're going to talk at lunchtime.
Well, all I can do is wish you luck.
Thanks. So, Dad's got Jack for 30 minutes, so I'm off down to Brookfield.
Okay. Oh, give Pip my love, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
So I'll call and see her soon, and that we're all so thrilled for her.
Okay, I'll pass it on. Can't have been easy telling everyone. I remember how my dad was when I was expecting Henry.
Mm, of course.
But look at him now. I left him showing Jack how to wash the car. They'll probably still be there when I get back, both soaking wet.
Oh, Helen... It's really good to talk to someone who understands. I'm going to need someone to show me how to do this. It's all kind of new to me.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Anything I can do, just ask.
Yeah, maybe pick up the phone when I call in the night saying, help, this is crazy, I must be mad.
Oh, I know, it all feels pretty scary sometimes.
It's terrifying.
It's only natural.
Mm. Honestly, I've been so focused on getting it right with Mum and Dad and Gran and the rest of the family. Mm. Well, I'm still not sure about Dad, but anyway, I've not had time to think about the rest of it. I've just been winging it. I've been pretending I've got a big plan when really I don't have a clue.
Okay, well, trust me, Pip. You can do this. So you'll need to be organised.
Also,
of
everyone
course,
keeps
but
telling
you'll be
me.
Fine.
No, I mean, just for starters, how am I going to keep on working?
Oh, don't worry about that. If I can manage it, then you certainly can. And hopefully you'll have it a lot easier than I did.
Well, yeah, I
so guess. Don't worry too much about the small stuff.
Thanks, Ellen. But what if when the baby comes, I find out it was all a big mistake and I don't really want to be a mum?
Hey, just trust me, Pip. That's not going to happen.
No.
But don't get me wrong. There'll be sleepless nights and nappies and days when you're walking around like a zombie. But it's all so worth it. Honestly, Pip, it's going to be the best thing that's ever happened to you. I promise.
I'm a bit disappointed we're doing yogurt. Now Tom's back, I thought we'd be full steam ahead with the kefir.
Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so. I was up late last night going through my data.
Data? What data?
From the cafe tastings last week. Oh. I've been looking at the results.
Didn't Emma tell you to stop them?
Well, yes, but I'd done quite a few by then. And the results were very interesting.
I thought nobody liked your samples. Emma said not many people tried them.
Oh, we had some negative scores, but a few positive as well. And now I've had a chance to analyse them, I've made a real breakthrough.
Have you?
Oh, yes. By averaging out all the scores, I've come out with the most popular flavour.
Oh.
Well, it's more of a blend, really, based on all my market research. I'm calling it Super Kefir.
Super?
Yes. It's got to be a winner. Can't wait to tell Tom.
Hello. How's it going?
Morning, Pat. Just about to make a start.
Oh, good. I just came to remind you to leave the goat's milk in the cooler. Helen and I are going to start on the cheese this afternoon.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, Pat, is Tom in today? I've not seen him.
He's down with the pigs.
Oh, okay. I'd like to have a word with him sometime.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll have a chance to catch up later.
It was great talking to Helen. She's so in tune, you know. She's so supportive.
It was good of her to come round.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd think, well, after what she's been through, you know, she might have some doubts, but she's just so warm and upfront and positive about being a mum. And so now I'm feeling really good about it too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good.
So we'll need to start thinking about the practical stuff. Like, when you plan to start your maternity leave?
I don't know, Mum.
Well, maybe it's a bit soon for that.
We'll need to have cover for when I'm not working. And then I thought I could sort of phase myself back into full-time work again.
Oh, feed mills.
The new guy got lost again.
OK, Mum, you take it.
You go on and talk to your dad. I'll catch up later.
All right.
Hi, Ruth Archer.
So, Dad, you OK about getting someone in to cover for me?
Yeah, all sounds good to me, love.
You're not being massively encouraging, Dad.
What?
I know you keep telling me you're OK with this, but I'm still not sure how you actually feel about it.
Oh, come on, love, you don't have to ask.
Yes, I do. Like, come on, deep down, about me living here at Brookfield with this baby. Toby's baby.
I'm not sure what else you want me to say.
Oh, okay. Look, why don't we turn it around? Shall I tell you where my head is right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, part of me's happy and excited. Part of me's terrified. And part of me's feeling sad.
Sad? About what?
I suppose it's not how I thought things would be. You know, having a baby on my own.
No, of course.
No, I suppose deep down I had always thought I'd be like you and Mum, meet the perfect person, have this big traditional wedding, and you would be there to walk me down the aisle. And that's how I imagined it. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be.
Yeah. But I know you can't stand him.
Pip.
And there'll be no lovely wedding, and I've messed it all up.
No, no, of course you haven't. Come on, come here, come here. Haven't. It's just been... It's just been a heck of a few days. There's a lot to get my head around. But you mustn't feel sad about it.
So you really don't mind?
What, that I'm not having to pay for a huge wedding? I don't mind that. And who cares about weddings? None of that really matters. As long as you're happy, then so am I.
How's it going?
See? Look, great clippers.
Yeah?
Just done a little practice bit round her tail. Oh. All right, all right. Mustn't get carried away.
Very smart.
So, have you spoken to Tom? Told him about the kefir?
Yep, I have.
I'm guessing he didn't take it very well.
He's made me feel really bad about it.
Oh, what did he say?
Had a real go at me for taking it off the shelves without telling him. Said I'm as bad as the supermarkets.
Oh, well, that's hardly fair.
No, he still thinks we haven't given it long enough.
Well, I suppose he would say that.
I told him it's been in the shop for weeks. Including the first week of January.
Yep, when everyone's on a health kick.
If it ever was going to sell. The customers don't like it, it's as simple as that.
Well, it is hard for Tom, especially as it's the basis for his Nuffield project too.
Yep, it is, but you can't argue with the markets. He's got to face up to it, Mum.
Did he say what he's going to do about it?
He wants us all to meet up later in the cafe. Susan and Clary too. I guess we'll find out then.
I was quite choked up.
No, it's making me feel sad too.
Oh, come on, don't you start.
Well, the thing with you and Torby, I hope she's okay about it now.
I did my best, love.
Oh, that's great. Cheese and chutney okay for lunch?
Yeah, fine.
And you may not want to hear this, but Torby will soon be back from his break.
Yes, and...
I know Pip says he's not going to be involved with the baby, but as far as we know, he's not going anywhere. He'll still be around. We won't be able to ignore him completely.
Oh, I could give it a try.
Oh, dearie, be serious.
So what do you want me to do?
It might help if we took the initiative and showed him that we're not going to start waving shotguns. We don't blame him for what happened.
Oh, I don't know.
That it's Pip's choice and we are prepared to get on and make the best of it.
When you say we...
It's you he's frightened of, David. Not me. For Pip?
All right, maybe I'll call into Holitree sometime and have a word.
Good.
And don't worry, I won't take my shotgun.
Oh, no! That's terrible! I still don't believe it.
Oh, you heard what he said, Susan.
It's all over. The end. No more kefir.
Susan.
Just when I've made my big breakthrough. I didn't even have the chance to tell him.
Susan, I really am so sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, Helen.
Well, it was me who took the kefir off the shelf.
Yes, you did. And now look what's happened.
Yeah, but if it wasn't selling, no use in it just sitting there till it went off and we had to throw it away.
Well, no,
I'm afraid you're right, Clary. It's simple economics.
Well, I think Tom's giving up far too easily. And after all my... Well, after all our hard work and research, staying up and slaving away till all hours, never mind the mess in my kitchen.
Susan, you saw for yourself how upset he was. He's not taken the decision lightly.
No, it must have been very hard.
Yes, yes it was. And we're all feeling so bad about it.
Bad? I feel terrible.
Well, I don't feel too good about losing our extra wages, but I suppose he had no choice, really.
Yep, that's right. And at least we know where we stand now. I'll see you both later.
Well, you're not sounding very upset about it, Clary.
Me? Oh, yeah, of course, I do feel very sorry for Tom.
What about me? Oh, this could have been the start of a whole new career.
I know it's a disappointment for you, Susan.
Oh, you don't understand. No more kefir, It's not just a disappointment. It's a disaster.
A card?
It's been almost a week, Mum, and she still won't talk to me, and now this.
Well, I don't quite understand.
Last night, when she was out again with Freddie, I just couldn't bear it, so I wrote her a card and left it in her room.
Oh.
How else can I connect with her? I know she's hurting, that's why she said those terrible things to me, but it's not all about her. I'm hurting too.
So is that what you said in the card?
Well, I said a lot of things. It was meant to be a sort of confessional, to help her strip away some of her misguided preconceptions and start the healing process. And now I've just found it dumped in the mud by one of the yurts.
Oh.
See what she's written on the back?
I need my glasses.
She's accusing me of moral blackmail and saying she's not about to give way.
Jenny, oh.
Isn't that just so mean and cruel and unfair?
Well, I can see it's hard for you, darling.
So why don't you say that to Nolitando?
Well, I...
She won't listen to me, but you and Dad can talk to her, if she was ever here, that is.
What?
She's always out, with Freddie or someone, surely you've noticed.
Oh, Kate.
Anyway, you could tell her how selfish and manipulative she's being when all I'm doing is trying to reach out to her.
Well, you know I've done my best with her, darling.
Okay. So what about you, Dad?
Me?
Well, what have you done to help me?
Well, I really don't see what
happened. Oh, well, that's great, isn't it? My parents.
Kate!
No, forget it. It's only a week or so until she goes home. Soon it'll be too late.
Oh, Kate!
Anyway, darling, I need your advice.
What?
My framed picture, the one from the Echo. I need to decide where to put it.
Oh, Brian!
My first thought was on the mantelpiece.
Oh, do you have to fuss about that now? I need to start making the supper.
Well, I've got to hang it somewhere.
Well, anywhere, I don't care.
Oh. Oh, well, and the other thing, it's been a couple of days now. Have you made your mind up about the agronomist?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And?
Well, I've had a long talk with Adam about it. He's right.
What?
The Hardys may push up our yields, but the environmental costs would be too great.
Jenny, don't tell me you've fallen for his flaky green propaganda.
Oh, no. He put his case well and, yeah, I was persuaded.
Oh, come on. It's just a simple matter of day-to-day management. Surely you don't want to force a vote on it.
Well, it's obviously something both you and Adam feel very strongly about, so I've asked him round for supper to see if we can all reach an amicable agreement.
Oh, Jenny.
And if we can't, oh, yes, we'll just have to call a proper meeting and vote on it.
Oh, poor Tom. He's looking so miserable.
Well, you heard about the great Kaffir disaster?
It must be sad for him, though, Kenton, after all the work he's put in.
Yeah, you've got a feel for the guy. Hopes and dreams turned to dust.
I mean, Chris asked him if he wanted to join us.
Though, if I'm totally honest, is less Kaffir in the world really such a bad thing?
Don't you like it?
Well, do you?
Okay, well, I still feel sorry for Tom.
Here you go. An orange juice for Chris and... Nice. What was it for you?
Sparkling water, ice and lemon.
Oh, yeah. So, not a Shirley Temple, then?
Oh, Kenton, please. I'm feeling bad enough already.
I'm just kidding.
So I was mean and horrible to Spike Pip's drink, and I shan't ever do it again.
And are you doing penance with this fizzy water, then?
Oh, I promised Chris I'd keep a clear head for dinner with his folks later.
Well, so long as people don't start to think you're pregnant, too.
Kenton, stop it.
Sorry. Anyway, they're all still way too busy talking about Pip and Toby.
Oh,
No, it's okay, it's out now. I had my mum on the phone for half an hour last night, trying to persuade herself she's so happy for Pip and it's all so brilliant.
Oh, my gosh, Jill. Oh,
not quite succeeding.
But it is great, isn't it? Pip seems really happy about it.
Well, I've not seen her lately, so I can't really say.
No, me neither. But she's sent some really sweet messages. And after what I did to her...
Oh, I'm glad she's so happy. I just wonder how it's going down with my brother.
I don't know where everyone's gone.
I'm a few minutes early.
As soon as I get the supper ready, they all disappear.
So, Kate Nolitando joining us?
One or the other, perhaps. Probably not both.
So no change there.
No. Anyway, let's try and get that out of our minds for now. Cheers.
Cheers. And thanks for your support over the agronomist.
Oh, you're welcome.
As you've probably guessed, Brian's not very happy about it.
All the more reason for me to be grateful.
Yeah, well, you're right. Whatever Brian says is an important matter of principle. I'm not going to back down just to make his life easy.
Good for you.
Wherever he's got to. Perhaps I'll give him a call.
No rush, Mum. We've got all evening.
Yeah. Yes, we have. So tell me, darling, how are you getting on with your surrogacy plans?
Hello? Kate?
What?
Can I come in?
The door's open.
Thanks. I'm sorry to disturb you. I suppose I should begin by apologising.
Oh? What for?
Well, if I came over a bit insensitive about you and Nolitando...
Insensitive?
Kate, you're my daughter. And Nolitando's my granddaughter, and I love you both. It makes me very unhappy to see you so upset.
So, why do you always assume that everything's my fault for being such a bad mother?
Hey, no, come on, be fair. When have I ever said that to you?
Well, I don't remember you ever taking my side when Nolitando behaved so unreasonably. Not once. The whole time she's been here.
I suppose it's my natural instinct to try and see both sides of an argument.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, try telling that to Adam.
Well, that's different. That's business. This is family. Nola Tando's at a difficult age. She's working through a lot of issues. But I do think it was very unfair of her to take it out on you the way she did.
Do you? Really?
Yes, I do. And I'm sure a lot of her problems have nothing at all to do with her relationship with you. They stem from what's been going on in South Africa.
Yes! Lucas! He's just so self-centred and useless and irresponsible. If he won't even set her proper boundaries, how am I to blame for that?
Well, Nolitano's obviously had a difficult time over there and you're having to pick up the pieces. And I actually think you've dealt with it very well.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
I mean it. Teenagers are never easy, heaven knows. And you've had a tougher time of it than most.
Thanks, Dad.
So, are you coming down for supper?
Yeah, tell Mum I'll be down in a minute.
OK. Oh, and Kate, while I've got you...
What?
There's another important thing that we need to talk about.
So, not much progress at all?
We've not given up hope. We're still hanging in there.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm sure the right surrogate must be out there somewhere.
Fingers crossed. We'll keep looking.
Hello. Are we ready to eat?
Oh, there you are.
Evening, Adam.
Hello.
Kate said to tell you she's on her way down.
Good. I'll get this out of the oven, then.
Well, before you do, perhaps I ought to say... I've talked to Kate, and she agrees with me about the agronomist.
What?
Kate?
Yes. She thinks we ought to go with Hardy's.
Oh, come on, what does she know about it?
Well, enough after I'd explained it to her.
Oh, yes, I bet you did.
Well, she's definitely on my side.
After you'd been feeding her false information.
Adam, it's her choice. And if you do the sums, you'll see it's now tipped back in my favour.
Oh, no, 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 Brian. Wait. What about Rory's vote?
Rory? You know he doesn't have a say.
No, but Ruth does. That's his proxy. And as it happens, I spoke to her this morning.
Did you?
Yes. I wanted to see how they are with Pip's news.
Yes, of course.
Well, I did feel we ought to say something.
Yes.
Hang on.
No, offer our congratulations.
Jenny, I don't see what Pip's pregnancy has
to do... No, not just that. I told Ruth about the agronomist and, well, she agrees with Adam.
Yes. Whoa. What does it matter to Ruth?
Well, she sees it as her responsibility for Rory's sake to safeguard the long-term interests of Home Farm and she says that Hardys are more interested in short-term profit.
Exactly what I've been telling
you. She doesn't even work here. She's got her own farm to worry about.
Yes, so remind me, whose idea was this partnership?
Oh, so you're still determined to push this to a vote?
We agreed on the rules, Brian. We need to stick to them.
Oh, do we? We'll see about that.
There you go, Kenton.
Same again for both of you?
Oh, no thanks. We're heading off to Ambridge View now.
Ah, dinner with the in-laws.
Yeah.
Evening, all.
Oh, well, look who's here.
Hello.
Hiya, Dave.
Oh, Dad. What's he want?
There. Thank you, sir.
I better go.
Oh, yeah. See you soon.
Yeah, bye.
So, Dave, I hear congratulations are in order.
Oh, you've heard?
Yeah, Mum told me. I think it's great news.
Do you?
Yeah, of course. I'm really pleased for her. So's Jolene. Well, so's everybody. Pip will be a great mum.
Oh, well, thanks.
You don't seem too chuffed about it.
Yeah, well, it's a bit unexpected, I guess, but, oh, it's what she wants, and we're really happy for her.
Oh, that's great. So, a granddad at, what is it now, 58?
Yep.
It's fantastic. Oh, Dave, look, can I just say my piece now and get it over with?
Yeah, sure.
About Toby. I know he's not anyone's idea of an ideal son-in-law.
Kenton, but they're not getting married. He's not even going to be involved.
Yeah, all right, I know, I get it. It's just, I know how you feel about him, and he's not really the total waste of space that you seem to think that he is.
Look, Kent.
Okay, Dave, I'm just saying this because I've got to know him. So, sure, he can be a tad flaky and unreliable at times, but there is a lot more to him than you think.
Oh, and this has got nothing to do with the fact that he's your business partner.
Well, not partner, exactly.
Yeah, OK. Well, I don't need a character reference from you.
No, I'm just saying.
But I guess it takes one to know one, eh?
What? Dave?
It's crowded in here. I'm going to go through to the ploughman's.
I wish you'd stop gloating, Adam.
Not gloating. It's Brian who's being a poor loser.
Me? Oh, no.
Democracy's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Oh, please, can we talk about something else?
Oh, Adam obviously thinks I'm too stupid to know about crops and soils and fertilisers. I mean, it's not exactly rocket science.
Hello, it's me, your favourite daughter.
Ah, good.
Oh, Alice, darling, hello.
Surprise.
Hi.
Hello. Come and sit down and have something to eat.
No, I can't stop. Chris is waiting. I only came in to make an announcement.
What?
You're not pregnant too, are you?
Oh, Alice.
No, Mum, I'm not pregnant. But I am with Dad about the new agronomist.
What?
Alice.
Yep, he's told me all about it, and he's right. It's high time we had a change.
I don't believe this.
Good for you, Alice.
How can you possibly know?
Because a lot of my clients use Hardee's, and they definitely rate them very highly.
Good. Well, I think that settles it.
Brian.
So if you want your precious vote, with Alice on my side, now I'd have a majority.
Brian, this is sheer manipulation.
Of course not.
You're playing games.
Games? It's democracy, Adam. Now who's being a bad loser?
Hello.
Oh, hiya.
You're still working?
Yeah, something's come up.
Oh.
With this big party tomorrow, the golden wedding, some of the guests are bringing carers. To look after them, you know, take them to the bathroom, whatever.
Oh, of course.
Well, four of them anyway, which is all great, but somehow they forgot to tell us.
Oops.
Yeah, so they'll have to be catered for. I'm going to talk it through with Kathy.
Do you want me to come?
No, it's not a big problem. Only be a few minutes. Well, half an hour maybe.
So what about our swim?
Oh, you want to go on and I'll join you?
No, it's okay, I'll wait. Maybe I'll grab a coffee.
Yeah, great, I'll come and find you.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Hi, Lexi.
Ian, hello.
Are you off home?
Well, yes, almost.
Yeah, me too. First night off, it feels like a year.
Oh, well, I hope you have a good time.
Thanks, and Adam's been rained off at home farm, so I won't be sitting at home on my own.
Ian, wait. Is Adam at your home now?
Yeah, like I said, he's been rained off. Why?
I've been thinking about the thing you asked me.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, just thinking. And there are some things I want to ask you and Adam.
Well...
If you give me a lift, I can come and talk to you now.
No?
Not for long, just a few minutes. If that's all right with you.
Yeah. No, it'd be great.
Ow! Hey, no, get out of the way, you...
What's up?
Nearly lost a toe to this dumb beast.
Hey, come on. No need to take it out on the cattle.
Take what out?
Whatever it is that's bugging you. Is this still about Kenton?
No. You think I'd let anything Kenton says bother me?
Okay.
Just remember to stay out the bull for the next few months.
Well, news travels fast. You may not want to hear this either, but when I came down the lane, I saw Toby's pickup parked outside Hollow Tree.
So? We knew he was back, didn't we?
Josh says he's been back since Tuesday night and nobody's seen any sign of him.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
David, he knows we've heard about Pip. She says she messaged him to say so. So, I guess he's been lurking down at Hollertree, terrified of meeting us, in case you chuck him in the duck pond or something.
As if.
Seriously, there's no use putting it off. The more you do, the worse it'll be.
I still don't know what you expect me to do.
Do what you promised. Go down there and talk to him.
Talk, yeah.
Go on. You don't have to hook him or anything.
What?
Just be polite and civil. Show him you're okay about the whole situation. David, it's not about you and him. It's about Pip and your grandchild. You're doing it for them.
Well, thank you for wanting to come and talk. We really do appreciate it. Adam, are you okay with this?
It's just a couple of questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, here. Let me take your coat. Go on, grab a seat.
Or would you rather sit here?
Oh, no, here's fine.
Okay, great.
So,
you said you've been thinking about our proposition?
Yes. I've been doing some research, looking at the facts.
Well, that's good.
There's plenty of stuff online.
If it helps, we can give you some links.
Oh, no, thank you, not now, but... It's all so big and complicated. There are things I need to know. I'd like to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Yes, okay, fire away.
First of all, if we were to go ahead, it might be hard for me to work full-time through the whole pregnancy. My work can be quite physical, you know, on my feet all day.
Yeah, of course.
We understand that.
So, if that were the case, would you make that possible for me, to make up my wages?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we'll cover your expenses.
Well, that would be a part of the deal, of course.
Oh, okay.
And we'd see to any extra costs, any other unforeseen expenses.
We're prepared to be very flexible about all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we'll make sure you didn't end up out of pocket.
That's good. But you must understand, for me, some other things are more important.
Okay.
So, what kind of...
I mean, do you want to talk it through with us now?
Whatever it is, I'm sure we could work it out.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to give up one of my own eggs. I'd find that difficult. So it would have to be donated.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. That's no problem, is it, Adam?
Not at all. We're already on the waiting list for a donor egg.
So is there anything else?
Yes. There is one more thing. One condition. If I were to get pregnant, I would want to spend more time at home with my girls.
Home?
That's home as in...
Bulgaria, yes.
I see.
So, I mean, how much time are we talking about?
As long as I can. You know I came to the UK to find work and earn money. It's hard for me to be away from my children. But my job at Grey Gables ends soon, and if you were able to cover some of my expenses... I would like to spend more time with them. It's very important to me. If I can't do this, then I'll have to say no.
Oh, here we go.
Toby! Hello.
Hey, David.
So, you're back?
Yes.
Okay. So... Did you have a good break?
Yes. Yeah, not so bad, thanks.
How about you?
What?
Did you have a good Christmas?
Christmas? Yeah, fine.
Great.
So, back to work then, eh?
Yes, yeah. Getting in some fresh supplies.
Oh, here. Let me take one of those. Then I think you and me, we need to have a talk.
Lexi, I mean, we understand your motives.
Yes, of course. You want to spend more time with your girls.
It's just that, well, it's not quite how we saw it happening.
So, this is a big problem for you?
No.
It's just that, well, Bulgaria's a long way away.
You think if I go home, I might not come back again?
No, it's not that.
Look, we certainly don't want this to be a deal breaker, do we, Ian?
No, we don't.
So, if you decide to go ahead, We'll factor it in and make sure it all works for you. As I said, we'd want you to feel perfectly happy about it all.
All right. But I wanted to be clear about it.
Yeah, of course. So, assuming we can agree on that, might you be able to give us an answer?
Shall we say it's a maybe? There are some people I need to talk to.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, of course you want to discuss it with your family.
And maybe is way better than a no. Thanks, Lexi.
Yeah, it's great to know we might still be in with a chance.
Oh, Roy, he's finished his meeting.
Oh, does he...
He thinks I'm still at Grey Gables.
Okay, so...
I'll text him back now. Then maybe you could take me back?
I won't say me and Ruth are over the moon about it, the whole situation.
No, I can appreciate that.
But it is what it is. And Pip seems happy with it, so we all need to support her and do the best we can for her. And we don't want any, well, you know, any bad feeling to upset things, you know? That's why I'm here.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'm cool with that.
Okay. But it is because Pip has decided it's what she wants to do, and she's our daughter, and we respect her choice. We're doing it for her.
Yeah, no, I get that. I respect her too. And I told her it's her call. If she'd rather do it alone, fine. I'll keep well out of it.
Well, that's definitely the message we're getting.
Great. And if she... Well, if she did need some help, say, in an emergency, I'd still be around, wouldn't I?
What, is that what you're hoping? That if you hang around for long enough, she'll change her mind?
No. Me and Pip had a good talk. We agreed. David, look, I'm not out to make trouble. All I want is a quiet life.
A quiet life?
It certainly isn't what I'd planned for this stage of my life. Can't we all just get on with our lives and be...
Hey, wait. So it just happened, did it?
What?
You said it's not what you planned. When did you ever plan for anything?
Eh?
It's the same with everything, isn't it? Your work, your whole life, you just drift along from day to day and hope for the best.
Hey, no, come on, that's not fair.
Well, perhaps if you'd been more responsible with Pip in the first place...
What?
Or are you saying it was all Pip's fault?
It was nobody's fault. And if you're going to start playing the blame game...
No, it never is your fault, is it?
Hey, look, David...
No, you just be quiet and listen. This baby is going to be our first grandchild, mine and Ruth's. And it's going to be brought up by our family. That's what Pip wants too. You need have nothing to do with it whatsoever.
So I don't even get a choice?
Not as far as I'm concerned. So if you want, you're quite free to go away and start a whole new life.
What?
In fact, now I come to think of it, the tenancy to Hollow Tree runs out at the end of the month.
The what?
So now might be a very good time to consider your options.
Hey, no, David!
What's there to keep you at Brookfield? You can do your gym business anywhere. So maybe it's best if you go sooner rather than later.
I thought you were waiting. Can I get this text to say you're down at Honeysuckle?
I told you, it wasn't planned.
Does this mean you're going to do it? You're going to be their surrogate?
No. I don't know. I haven't decided.
But it's still on the cards, isn't it? You haven't turned them down?
No, not yet. But I haven't said yes either.
Oh, Lexi.
I don't like to see you so upset about it.
Lexi, our time is running out. There's just a couple of weeks before you go home. Our last day's here together. You know how much that means to me, how much you mean to me.
Yes, and it's the same for me too.
But now this happens. And I know you're only thinking about it because you're such a good and kind and generous person.
No, I have my own selfish reasons too.
How come?
Because if I do this and they pay for my expenses... It means I can spend more time at home with my children. Maybe not have to work so far from home again.
Okay. I can see how big a deal that is for you, but what about us?
We can go on just the same. Keep to our plans. You come and visit and stay with me.
But it wouldn't be the same, would it? You'd be carrying someone else's child.
Roy, that doesn't matter. I'd still love you just as much.
But it does matter. I can't help it, but it matters to me. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh. I'm sorry. I just don't know what it would do to us, to our relationship. It scares me to even think about it.
Roy, please, don't say that.
Lexi, it's because I love you so much. That's why I'm scared. I don't want to end up losing you.
This is the BBC.
Oh, hey, fancy meeting you here. I'm Sindhu V, and if you enjoyed that, why not let Radio 4's Comedy of the Week podcast into your feed? I host the podcast, and here's what happens. I bring you comedy fresh out of Radio 4's Funny Factory. Sometimes I bring you interviews with writers and performers, and a little bit of my take on the world and what's going on. Just search for Comedy of the Week on your favorite podcast app, subscribe, and it'll be available for you every Monday morning.